so God took dust of the earth and he formed it in the shape of a man. And then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. And God took the man that he made, and he planted a garden. And in this garden, he put all kinds of trees, trees that were lovely to look at and trees that were had good food on fruit on them to eat. And in the midst of the garden, he also made two special trees. One was called the tree of life, and one was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God told the man, from all the trees of the garden, you can freely eat, but don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because when you eat it, you will surely die. And then God said, it's not good for man to be alone. I'll make him a helper suitable for him. And so God brought all the animals that he made to the man to see what he would name it. And whatever the man named him, that was its name. But a suitable helper was not found for the man. And so God caused a deep sleep to fall on him. And while he was asleep, he took a rib out of his side, and then he closed him back up. And then from that rib, he fashioned a woman, and he brought her to the man. And the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She will be called woman, because she was taken out of man. And this is the reason that a man leaves his father and his mother, and he's joined to his wife, and the two become one flesh. And the man and the woman were both naked, and they were not ashamed. And that's the end of the story about how God made man and woman.